Hare Krishna. So, when we go to Barsana, we also take devotees to Yatra. And this time also we are going to take devotees on Yatra. But of course, the camp is cancelled in one sense. But there are Yatris going to come. And the nursing students are also going to go. Because they have their community posting, so that is not cancelled. They will go and do their services. And for them, daily lectures and Yatra will be there. First year JNM and second year BBBSC are going. So we are taking them one day to Govardhan Yatra. And Sri Giriraj Govardhan is a very special mountain. And it is considered to be not different from Sri Krishna. In one sense, it's a mountain. In another sense, it is not different from Krishna. Because Krishna himself became Govardhan and ate everything. So he was in the form of mountain, but he became mountain himself also. So Parikrama is supposed to be serving the lotus feet. Matlab, kisi vyakti ki aap Parikrama karte ho, Hanuman ji ke mandir mein karte ho, ya Ram ji ki karte ho, ya Vishnu ki karte ho, idhar bhi mandir mein jahan par aap gol ghumte ho. That going around is called as circumambulation, pradakshina or parikrama. That is, the meaning of that is, I serve the lotus feet of the person whom I am going around. And specifically, when we do parikrama of the Lord, right? But Govardhan parikrama is the only unique parikrama which the Lord himself did. Nowhere you find Lord doing parikrama. But when he did Govardhan Puja, at that time before the Govardhan Puja started, he actually took all the Brajvasis himself and led the parikrama personally. So first ever Govardhan parikrama was done by Sri Krishna only. So because more special it becomes, because Lord Sri Krishna himself gave that importance to Govardhan, that Govardhan is one of the greatest personalities. Another importance of this understanding of parikrama is that the gopis are supposed to be the topmost of all devotees. Topmost of all the devotees who are considered to be devotees today. There are many people, but Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is Lord himself, Lord Krishna himself, who came as a devotee, as a form of a devotee, he declared that gopis are the topmost devotees. Nobody can beat the gopis in their love and surrender and devotion and sacrifice. No one can beat them. They are the topmost of all people. Whatever they surrendered, the way they surrendered and how they pleased the Lord, nobody have done that up till now in the history of creation. And those highest, elevated, most approved devotees of the Lord who are gopis, what they are saying, Govardhan, you are Haridasa Varya. They are saying that you are topmost of all the Haridas. Of all the servants of Sri Krishna, you are topmost. Who is saying that?
Gopis.
Those already topmost devotees who are declared topmost, they are saying that. It's not like somebody else is saying. The topmost of all devotees are saying, Govardhan, you are the topmost. That means it's really topmost. So Govardhan is one, in one sense, also is a devotee of Lord, servant of the Lord. But in another sense, he is also Lord himself. That is why Govardhan Parikrama is very, very important. From ages, it is important. From all sampradayas, not only Gaudiya Sampradaya, our Sampradaya, any Sampradaya, Pushti Margis and Nimbarkis, going around Govardhan is supposed to be the biggest activity. It's priority. People are coming all the way from abroad to go around Govardhan. Why? Because when you do Govardhan Parikrama, you receive devotion to God. What gopis describe him is that when people serve you by going around you, you give them bhakti, because you are the giver of bhakti, you have the potential to give bhakti. So when we go to Govardhan, the purpose there we go for, we beg Govardhan, please give us bhakti for Krishna. And for that we go around. And it's a very beautiful parikrama. Very difficult also. It's 22 kilometers. It takes about 6 to 8 hours. And it's like, some people do every day. Do you know that? There are many shopkeepers and businessmen in Vrindavan who have big, big shops, who do crores of rupees dealings every day. All over the world they sell devotional material. No? Mala, Wala, Arti, Deepak, sab kuch bechte hain. Many, many of them I know who take a motorcycle every day morning in all throughout all seasons, garmi, thandi, sab mein, reach there at 7 o'clock and walk so fast that in 3.5 hours they cover full parikrama. Again, get a motorcycle, come back by 9:30, 10 o'clock to Dukan and do it. Now they are so used to, their body also used to that, walking 22 kilometers. There are many, many people who come from Vrindavan, from Mathura, from Barsana, from various places, and they do parikrama every single day. And there are people who are locals, who stay in Govardhan only, they also do everyday parikrama. Many of them do. Some of them do parikrama in such a way that they do half parikrama today, half tomorrow. Aaj yahan se yahan gaye, yahan se chhod diya parikrama, kaam pe gaye, tomorrow they'll come same spot and cover. That's also possible. But it is explained that you cannot leave the parikrama half and leave Vrindavan and go back home. You can do it in three parts, four parts also, but you have to be there only you should be, Vrindavan, Mathura. Wo Mathura mandal jo hai na, wo jahan par Bhagwan ne lila kiya tha, usko chhod ke bahar nahi jana hai, Delhi, Bombay. Otherwise, wo aparadh mante uske. So suppose you are tired, you are old man, whatever. So you go decide ki aaj hum log yahan se yahan tak jayenge, wahan se vishram karenge, next day wahan pahunchenge, wahan se continue and complete. Or third day mein aur tisra part complete karenge. Chalta hai. You can even decide ki aaj mera half yatra ho gaya and then I am very busy next 4 days. Fifth day I'll come again and from there I continue. It's all right. But you should not leave that whole place and go home. You can go to your hostel or ashram to stay. But not go back to your Bombay or Delhi somewhere. And some people do yearly parikrama, some people do Ekadashi parikrama, some people do Ekadashi to Purnima all 5 days in a month. Because from Ekadashi to Purnima, every month is very auspicious to do parikrama there. Why? Because at Govardhan, Sri Krishna decided to do Ras Lila on every Ekadashi to Purnima, especially on Purnima day. So you'll find Purnima day, the highest rush will be there for doing parikrama. And many people do parikrama in moonlight in the night. In the summer season, they will go on moonlight. In groups, they will go singing and go around. So every month, two times. Ekadashi to Purnima, one time and second time. Ekadashi to Amavasya, Ekadashi to Purnima. Both the times, there is a heavy rush there. Extremely heavy rush. 24 hours, it is buzzing. People are going around constantly. And also it is said that one story is there. Lord Brahma, you know, stole the coward boys from Krishna. He stole coward boys and he disturbed them. No? Krishna was performing his pastime and Krishna was eating from their mouth. Krishna was feeding them in the mouth. So Brahma went to test Krishna and he stole all the boys and cows also. So the lila got disturbed. No? People just disappeared. So then Krishna showed him different things, long story. But then it was a sin from Brahma's side that he disturbed Krishna actually, in the form of testing him, although he is Krishna's servant actually. So he apologized and he was repentant. He was very guilty. So then he went to the Lord and begged forgiveness. Please forgive me. But it is said that even after begging pardon to the Lord, he was not fully forgiven. Then he was told that please go and do Govardhan parikrama. Some people say he was told to do full parikrama of whole Vrindavan Dham only, including Govardhan in that. So it is said he did Dandavati parikrama. What is Dandavati parikrama? You go like this, then you go like this, and then you go like this. Keep the stone at the hand. You go there again, put Dandavat, and you keep stone there and go around the whole thing. It will take maybe 3 days. That is called single Dandavati parikrama. That means you offer only one Dandavat and go ahead. Then there is 11 Dandavati parikrama. 11 Dandavat at one place. Then next, 11. And then there are people who do 108 Dandavati parikramas. That takes 3.5 months. They will offer 108 pranams at one place only and put one stone. When 108 is gathered there, then they will next 108 there. Then they will stay there only and next day. It takes 3.5 months. But single Dandavati will take about 8 days. And there are people who are having so much of faith in this. You know, you can see actually, what is the meaning of faith? so much trouble they take. They will carry a foam gaddi for dandavas, and will carry some pads on the knees, because knees get completely peeled off. But people sometimes say, ki, I have done sin, I have done aparad and everything, so please forgive me, I will do dandavati parikrama. So it is said when Brahma did the parikrama, he had turned black completely because of sin to offend Krishna. So when he offered dandavati parikrama, gradually his color became white again, matlab fair again. And many Brijvasis who were walking around with him, they found a four-headed man doing parikrama, and he was like half dark, half white. So they asked him, who are you? So he said, I am Brahma. I have committed an offense to Krishna, so I am doing parikrama. I am getting gradually purified. So when he completed the parikrama, he was purified. And then he was forgiven fully and he went back. So Govardhan parikrama also frees one from many, many sinful activities and the reactions of that. Freedom from sins. But more than freedom from sins, it is meant for developing devotion. There are two different things. It's like you clean yourself with soap, is one activity. But then you put perfume on you, is different activity. You can't match the two activities. Two are different activities. Like that, to cleanse you of the sins and to achieve devotion to Krishna are two different activities. And both of them are achieved when you do Govardhan parikrama. That is the benefit of Govardhan parikrama.
Both is achieved.
Both is achieved. When you take a river bath, your sins are washed off, but devotion, unless you want it, is not guaranteed. But if you take river bath in Vrindavan, in Jamuna, in Ganga, in Mayapur, then along with washing of your sins, you also get devotion to Krishna. The same Jamuna. When you take bath outside of Vrindavan, she will only free you from sins. And the same Jamuna, when you take bath in Vrindavan, she will give devotion to you also. Same Ganga, all over the world, when you take bath in Ganga, it will free you of sins. But when you take bath in Ganga in Mayapur, along with washing your sins, it also gives you devotion. And one more thing it washes. You want to know what it washes? Punya also it washes away. Now you'll be surprised, why Punya is washed away? Punya is good, no? The scriptural statement and absolute understanding of this is Punya is bad than Pap also. I give you full 20 marks question, full time, full question. Full essay question. I make a statement that Punya is worse than Pap also. Please explain. Puzzling question, na?
Yes.
All of you should know, it is a fact. Because when Pap comes, you do Pap, suppose. When you are punished, when you suffer, there is a good chance that you will remember the Lord. Hey Bhagavan, bahut takleef ho rahi hai. Please forgive me. Every suffering will remind you of God. Yes or no? But what happens when you do punya? When you get punya, do punya, you get good results. And you become proud when you enjoy the results. And in enjoyment, you never remember the Lord. So which is more entangling? Punya is more entangling. Because punya is bad from many angles. How? When you do punya, mostly you go to Swargaloka to enjoy the fruits of your punya. In Swargaloka, there are many, many facilities that you get. Like your body is having smell of a beautiful smell, not sweat smell. Then you have no urinary stool in the body, no rectum and no urinary bladder in your body, no sweating in your body, only fragrance comes out of body. Then the beauty is so much that we will faint out of lust, if you see the beauty of women and men there. Then life is like lakhs of years over there. Hardly any disease, hardly any old age is there. Only birth and death, only two things are there, which are painful. But life is like, you will always remain young only. You will not look like old only. And how long all this is possible? Yes? All these beautiful arrangements, which are very pleasing to you, how long it is possible? जब तक पुण्य का स्टॉक है तब तक एसएल वर्ल्ड में कितना देर खेल सकते हो एक करोड़ रुपए के जाओ कब तक खेल सकते हो जब तक एक करोड़ रुपया खत्म नहीं होगा तब तक खेल सकते हो वंस द वन करोड़ रुपीज गेट्स ओवर ही विल से सर रास्ता इधर है बाहर जाने का वैसे ही यू कैन डू पुण्य ओवर हियर एंड यू विल रीच स्वर्गलोका And then all these wonderful things, I can go on explaining to you more and more and more. All this you will enjoy, like anything. But after your stock of punya ends, you are asked to leave. So kya kharabi kya hai? You enjoyed, na? No. You now got used to all this wonderful enjoyment. For example, today you come to marriage with me and you eat 5 types of sweets and 2 types of ice creams and 5 sabjis and 5 pakodas and Chinese and all these things. Tomorrow when you are eating roti sabji at home, you will remember, na, arre, kal is time pe main kya khana kha raha tha. Aaj dobara nahi milega. Bas shaadi hui to milega, lekin nahi milega phir. So what you enjoy yesterday, you get used to it, and when you don't get it, you suffer. Another example I'll give you. Suppose you are staying in a 1-bedroom hall house. 20 years you stayed there, then you got married, and you went to your husband's house, 4-bedroom hall. Big courtyard, big, apna khud ka plot and everything. And then your husband becomes, you know, poverty chicken, ka business dub jata hai. He sells the house, and again you go back to 1-bedroom hall kitchen. You're happy now because you already stayed there. Is that true? Is that true? No, it is not true. Now, after enjoying the 4-bedroom hall kitchen for so many years, again when you go back to the same kind of house you were staying for 20 years, you suffer. Because now you are not used to. When I go to my father's house, my wife goes to her father's house in the building, we are wondering how we used to go here. No, outside toilet was there, only single room was there, 10 people were staying, and you know, chawl system. आता आपण करू शकू का बट वी हॅव स्टेड 25 years आय स्टेड देअर बट वन्स यू स्टार्ट एन्जॉईंग समथिंग हायर यू कॅन कम अँड एन्जॉय द लोअर थिंग ना वॉट यू ऑलरेडी देअर सो वैसे वेन यू गो टू स्वर्ग लोका अँड यू एन्जॉय सो मेनी थिंग्स अँड यू अगेन कम बॅक ऑन अर्थ अगेन द सेम बॉडी विथ बॅड स्मेल युरिन अँड स्टूल स्मॉल लाईफ स्पॅन ओल्ड एज अँड डिसीज अँड सो मेनी अदर सफरिंग्स सो इज पुण्य गुड ऑर बॅड. दुनिया सब पुण्य इकट्ठा करने के पीछे लगे हुए हैं. दे डोंट अंडरस्टैंड कि दिस इज ऑल टेम्पररी. इवन गुड बेनिफिट इज टेम्पररी. इफ यू टेक अ वीजा ऑफ अमेरिका एंड यू गो कैन यू स्टे परमानेंटली ओवर देयर 3 weeks यू स्टे 4 weeks यू कैन स्टे 3 months यू कैन स्टे बट देन यू हैव टू कम बैक बिकॉज द वीजा इज नॉट एनी मोर देयर. एंड वेन यू कम बैक फ्रॉम अमेरिका यू से हे क्या रे मेरा का ट्रेन कितना गर्दी रहता है इसके अंदर कितना गर्मी है इधर. अरे सी व्हाट इज दिस आई विल नॉट क्लाइम दिस ट्रेन अगेन. यू गो टू स्टे इन सऊदी अरेबिया फॉर 2 years एंड यू टेक अ एग्जिट फ्रॉम देट यू कम बैक टू इंडिया टू अगेन यू फील अरे व्हाई आई केम बैक हियर. सी द रोड इज सो डर्टी हियर. सी ट्रेन्स आर सो क्राउडेड हियर. सी द करप्शन. सी द मिसमैनेजमेंट. सी दैट केओस. सो नाइस ओवर देयर बट नाइस थिंग्स व्हेन यू गेट टेम्पररीली यू सफर मोर than bad things permanently. Is that right? So when you take bath in a river like Ganga in Mayapur, it takes away all the sins from you, it takes away all the punya from you also, cleans your slate and gives you devotion to the Lord. So one time when Prabhupada was taking bath with some devotees in Vrindavan, Jamuna, and many devotees already jumped in before him. He was an old man, so he took some time to remove his shirt and everything. His jacket and everything. And he also got in the water. And while taking bath in the water, he took 2-3 dubkis and he came out and he said, Jamuna ji takes all papa and punya away from all the devotees. So some devotees jumped out of Jamuna immediately. Because Prabhupada said that your punya is going to be washed off. Unko laga, "Are baap re, pehle maalum nahi tha." Then he explained them ki how punya is bad. Equally as bad or more bad than pap also. The pap helps you to remember the Lord when you suffer the reactions of your pap. And punya, when you enjoy the results of your punya, generally you don't remember the Lord. Because you don't need to remember, you're already enjoying. Why will you remember? So what is better, suffering or enjoyment?
Both are not.
I'm asking better, I'm not asking. If you have to choose between the suffering and enjoyment, what is better for spiritual life?
Suffering.
Because suffering will always remind you of the Lord. You will never forget Him. You will always remind, my Lord, please save me. I'm suffering. My Lord, where are you? But if you become a millionaire, you say, now I don't require Lord. I will call Him when I need Him afterwards. So, like I always ask, in your body, there are pain receptors. Are they good or bad? They make you feel the pain. Because of pain receptors, you feel the pain. So pain receptors are good or bad?
Good.
Very good. Because suppose there were no pain receptors and I put my hand in fire like this. I am giving class to you. I am giving lecture to you. And class ends, my no hand is there. So I will finish in the fire. But there was no pain. I never felt any pain. My hand got completely burnt in the fire. I was still giving class to you. But because the pain receptors are there, the first chatka that I get, immediately I take my hand away. And my hand will be saved. So pain is bad or good?
Good. Very good.
That is why spiritual life is exactly opposite than material life. Material life is what we learn, what we are taught. Enjoy, yaar. Beg, borrow, steal, but eat ghee. Beg, borrow, steal, but eat ghee. Charvak Muni has said that. That's what we are all taught. Whatever happens, you enjoy. You don't worry about it. But in every enjoyment, Radhanand Swami says, when you are enjoying, suffering is waiting for you at the back door. When you become successful, misery begins. Very golden statements. You have to think deeply about it. Because no enjoyment in the material world is permanent. And your nature is to constantly enjoy happiness. As a spirit soul, you are supposed to constantly enjoy. That's what you want. And no person who is supposed to enjoy permanently be happy in enjoying temporarily. So, small time happiness is always bad. Long time pain is good compared to small time happiness. Because small term happiness gets you spoiled. You get used to the happiness that you have. And then the pains you can't bear. Jaise, agar 2 bedroom, 4 bedroom aap ghar pe aap reh gaye, and somehow financial condition becomes bad, you become corrupt and you go back to 1 room. You enjoy? No, you suffer. Although you have stayed there, but you suffer, suffer, suffer. Array, I had 4 bedroom hall. You will tell 50 people, Array, I had 4 bedroom hall. You know, I stayed in that society. You know, that flat was ours. You will keep telling everybody that only. And you will never be there physically. Theek hai, Bhagwan ki ichcha. Aisa nahi hota. And by the way, not to scare you further, I don't want to scare you further, but even pain is temporary in the material world. No suffering is permanent here. Every suffering has beginning and end. Every happiness has beginning and end. This is spiritual life. When you understand this, you can actually enjoy life. When you don't know this, and you run after so-called happiness in the world, you will actually suffer because you think you are going to enjoy, but your enjoyment will always end within some time. They say, take my example. I was SSC rank holder in Maharashtra. Today, where is the happiness? Today, can I tell you, I was SSC rank holder. Sab log hasenge mere ko. Arey, 50 saal ke upar age ho ke aap ye SSC ki baat kar rahe hain. Hai na? Mera pehle mein pehla hota. Maybe many people must have come first in this first standard. But if I tell it today, you will all laugh at me. Sir, abhi tak bachche hi hai. Toh school mein hi pad rahe hai wo. Bachche se bade nahi hue ab tak. Wo pehle mein hi hai abhi tak. And if today I become something, suppose I become something, achievement, some award I get. At 75 years age, I can still tell. So people will say, khub mahatara dhe lehte. Then adun te zaat hota. Then Muhammad Ali keeps telling you, I was a world champion, So, log aaj usko hasenge. Malum hai kyun? Do you know why they will laugh at him? Because today, the fastest boxer, Muhammad Ali, is not able to lift a glass of water by his own. He's got severe chronic Parkinson's disease. Because of that, the fastest boxer, when he would box, his hand would not be seen. Itna fast boxing karte the. Nobody could see. Kahan se kab tak pahunch raha hai haath. Malum nahi padta. Itna fast tha unka. Like fan when it moves, you don't see anything. You just see only a circle. It's not fast. Your eyes can't pick up that kind of speed. But today if he says, somebody, I was a world champion. He'll say, pehla paani piyo mere haath se. Drink water first, sir. Your medicine is on, now time for medicine. Because that happiness of being a world champion is finished now. He can't do anything on his own. Such a big man. Physically also and whatever it. So we have to all understand that if you want to be really happy, Jesus said, stop trying to be happy in this world. Golden statement Jesus Christ made. Do not try to be happy in this world if you want to be happy in this world. If you want to eat mango and you are standing in the curricular tree, what's the message for you? Do not search mango in the curricular tree. No sir, I am standing in front, maybe behind there is a mango. So you go in the front, go behind, go on right, go on left, go up and go down. On the curricular tree, you will not find mango. Whatever you do. Similarly, in the material world, you will not find happiness. Whatever you do. Because happiness is not designed to be there in this place. The manufacturer has told in the manual, do not try to be happy in this world. Dukkhalayam ashashvatam. Whatever is here is temporary and whatever is here is full of misery. This is how I made this world that the manufacturer is telling you already. And after you get that, you go in that world and you read the manual and you understand that there is no happiness in this place, only it is misery and all temporary, and still you try to be happy in this world. That means we are fool number one. But in this situation, if you want to be happy, the formula is given to you. The only way that you can become happy in this particular place of full of misery, that you chant the holy name of the Lord, surrender to the Lord, worship Him, devote your life to Him, and don't get attached to anything of this world. Just get attached to His devotion and service. Then only you can be happy in this place of misery. Now if you don't take it seriously, it's up to you. You take this seriously, act accordingly, it's up to you. It's all up to you. So independence is given to you. Nobody can force you. Hare Krishna. Time is up. Any questions? Anybody has? Your question is answered about Govardhana Parikrama. So this life is meant, if at all we have to live here. I just can't say, now I have realized this world is full of misery. I don't want to live next moment over here. I want to go from here. I cannot go now. I am destined to stay. My karmas are going to be there. I have to live number of years here. But today I have realized this place is full of misery. Then onwards, dedicate your life to the Lord. Chant His holy name. Serve Him. Full time keep doing these things. If you have to work, keep working. But before the work, middle, in the middle of the work, after the work, don't forget this. Cover yourself with devotional activities, in between your activities. Make it your main business. And by the way, to earn livelihood, you have to work. It should be like that. It's not that we live only for earning money and we live only for enjoyment. We live only for this particular purpose. We live only for one purpose. To serve the Lord and get out of this miserable condition. The person who is in jail as a prisoner, he should not be working hard to apply. Then मुझे AC चाहिए, मुझे electronic cigarette चाहिए, मुझे गद्दा चाहिए, मुझे TV चाहिए, मुझे ये चाहिए, मुझे discount चाहिए, मुझे hotel का खाना चाहिए. Instead of working for all these things in the jail, he should work in such a way that jailer will give him discount and release him fast. What is better? You have to be in jail, 6 months you have to be there. So 6 months you should work in such a way that he will give discount to you and release you. Or you can keep applying for the parole, and five-star food and AC, and you will spend money for that, but allow me to have AC. It's foolishness, because we should not forget that we are in jail. In the jail you put AC and cigarette and gadda and TV. You are in jail, don't forget, you are in jail. So wise man will say, my main business is to act in such a way that I should get out of this jail. So if you have to stay in this world and you have come to know the suffering place, Dedicate your life totally in service to God. Make that your main business of life. When you make that your main business of life, then you will be happy while you are here and you will be happy when you leave also. Thus I will end my speech. Hare Krishna.